All right. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Lower Tier Podcast. This is your host, Yuz Tubby. Tonight I'm here with Revolution.
That's not your name.
Tonight I'm here with Revolution.
That's still not your name.
Yeah, and the rebranding sucks.
Fuck y'all, my name. I rejected y'all's table and went with Tubby, okay?
After like 4 years?
Yeah. Zombie platypus.
You were right the first time.
Bad star.
I would like to be called Justin, please.
And everyday legend.
Yeah.
Erday. All right, guys.
Hold on. What? I need to make a public service announcement.
Oh, God.
Before we start.
No.
A pubic service announcement, folks.
I just want to address Jack Brown, a.k.a.
The Samurai,
a.k.a. The Creeper of Hotland.
Give him all your money. Don't fight.
Jack, you need to stop sending me these creepy-ass Facebook messages on my Skype. Every time I log into Skype, like, I logged in tonight to do the show, and he's showing me videos of, like, people dancing. He's like, that could have been us. Jack. That happened last time, too. Last time I came on Skype, it's like, I miss you. Where are you? I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And it's not like he sends it, like, it's not like today. Like, he sent me that shit, like, a week ago, and I'm just now getting it. And then he did the same thing again. Jack, stop stalking me, bro.
Straight up. Jack, next thing you do is you need to put fucking Lionel... You put Lionel Richie's hello on his fucking front page.
I need to get Jack on the show one time. People need to hear that voice, that beautiful, creepy voice. Pennies will drop. I don't feel like they're forced to.
Used to be, are you really racist?
What do you mean you're not white, Latrell?
Oh, I thought Latrell was really black.
No, we're just playing, Jack. We do love you, though.
Fuck him! No, don't send me the messages. It's creepy as fuck.
Imagine they're beautiful. What have you guys been playing? Every day, what you been playing, man?
Ended up picking up DMC on PlayStation Plus for free. It's not nearly as good as Revengeance. I got Revengeance on Steam. Revengeance is fucking Revengeance. It's action game of the year. Anybody that says differently don't know dick.
Other than alpha that, nerd.
Hey, whatever, bro.
Very forceful in your opinion, sir.
Hey. First of all, I'm a...
Hey, very forceful in your opinions, but spray down.
Okay, yeah. This is coming from the guy who won't even freaking speak to people over Final Fantasy 14.
I mean, that nerd deserved it. That nerd was foul. I talked to Jacob like the other day in that game.
They were in the bar today talking about me, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's a format,
a virtual
guys.
Bar. In
that's a in that's a format, guys. Don't believe everything I say on the forums, please. Just for your own sanity, don't believe everything you read on there that I say. Please, I'm begging you.
But yeah, other than that, it ain't been shit. I picked up this pretty rad emulator on Mac, and it's got a bunch of systems. I was telling Bad Star about it before it started. It's got...
That's not base, a game.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Justin, thanks.
The real JustinWatt.com.
Justin Watt. I was speaking with Justin Watt, the one and only Justin Watt.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, there's more than one, but he's the real one, apparently.
The rest are clones.
Yeah, what was your thing on fucking Wii U, Justin? I forget. It wasn't Bad Star.
Wattomatic.
Yeah, well, I was like, what the fuck is this? This is not Bad Star.
It's a new career.
Rebranding. It's Miiverse, a rebranding.
Yeah. MLG Wii?
Basically, yeah.
He's been internet born again.
Yeah. What you been playing, Jaime?
I've been playing Far Cry 3, Tomb Raider, State of Decay. And that's it. And Injustice.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
We're going to skip Rev. What you been playing, Bastard?
What have I been playing? Oh, Sleeping Dogs. I got Sleeping Dogs because it was free on Xbox Live. I wasn't really all that interested in it before because I'm not a big open world game person, but it was free, so I said, fuck it. You know, they're releasing a game that's not, like, 6 years old, like all the other free, like, games with gold.
How the fucking loser.
Yeah, and I really like it. It's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty dumb in a lot of the right ways. The writing goes back and forth between being super ridiculous and sometimes surprisingly good.
But wait a minute, brother. Let me as a fan of Kung Fu and the Wu-Tang, sure. That's how it's supposed to be. You understand what I'm saying? Because the old movies that came over to America when they did the American voice acting over it, that's how those movies came across.
Yeah.
Easy as hell, but the fighting was badass.
Hey, yeah, bad stuff.
I'm just saying, dude.
No, what you just you saying, dog? What you saying?
Hey, that shit is immensely strong, and when it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I will say to that is that, like, I do feel like it takes itself too seriously to be, like, that fun sometimes. Like, sometimes it gets hampered by its own seriousness. And, like,
yeah.
That kind of bums me out. Agree with
you on that. So it's the video game version of Bruce Lee.
They already did that shit. You remember the freaking Bruce Lee Enter the Dragon game that came out on Xbox in 2003?
We like to pretend that didn't happen.
Oh, no, dude. Never forget. Never forget.
Yeah. I like to pretend Bruce Lee did.
Oh, here we go.
Now that's
here we go.
Yeah, Sleeping Dogs is good. I'm enjoying it. I'm about halfway through it. I haven't really been playing any. Oh, fuck. Totally forgot. I beat Super Mario 3D World because I'm a recent Wii U owner.
Right. Oh, no, you know who we are.
Wii Unique. Called? That's what's up.
Negroes.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
Wii Unique Negroes.
You know, I got fans that I can't be saying that kind of thing.
What you mean, man? You can't be saying that kind of thing. Just say it. Just say it.
Yeah, you're racist.
Let it roll off your lips.
Racist.
So, Super Mario 3D World is amazing, and it's the best Mario game I've played in a really long time. That's about all I got to say about it. Just that's real tough. Solid.
Yeah, did you play 3D you Land playing? For the 3DS?
No, I haven't because I don't have a 3DS. Okay. But the last ones I played were the new Super Mario Brothers for like DS and Wii, and those were okay. But I feel like
okay. Can I ask you a question right now between all you guys? I just recently got my daughter's 3DSs. What is the best? What's the top two Mario games to get for that system for them? One's 15 and one's 10.
No idea.
3D Land games. For sure.
3D Land?
Yeah.
My free webcam.
That is just evil.
But, that's advice from a parent, I would like to point out.
What are you,
with a young daughter.
What have you been playing, Levi?
I played some Dark Souls earlier in the week, which is still the easiest game I've ever played, Table.
How long that Taurus demon take you, man?
And then, And then...
Yeah.
And then I didn't really play anything since, like, Tuesday until last night when I played some Gears 3 and some other shitty game.
We play Call of Duty Blops 2, sir.
Call of Duty Blop Blop.
That's your average Call of Duty fan there. Blop Blop.
Call of Duty Blop Blop.
Oh, shit. Blah blah was fun as fuck. Fuck you, Levi. What have you been playing, Rev?
Who gives a fuck? I mean, honestly, which of our three viewers gives a fuck about what old ass games you're playing? Come on. I mean, little Jimmy. I was playing fucking Splinter Cell Pandora tomorrow. Like, who cares? Who cares?
So basically, Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, by and large.
Summer.
But still, you know. Yeah.
I've been playing my Wii U as well with the...
Nobody asked 3. You.
I asked me. Tubby, what have you been playing? Phil? Yeah, Mario 3D is a badass game. Of course, Dark Souls. Played some Gears 3 for the first time in a while last night. Streamed that shit. That was fun. Had a bunch of detours.
Getting an ad revenue.
Shit.
YouTube chatter, here I come.
I think we had a top out of 5 viewers total.
They were all playing the fucking game with you.
Yeah, I know, right? At least 3 I know for sure were in the game with us.
Who, boy?
I don't know who the extra 2 were. I can't figure who would be watching us, but they were. So yeah, that's about it. Dark Souls, Gears 3, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, and Mario World, Mario 3D World.
So, have you been playing Mario with, like, multiplayer, or have you been doing it by yourself?
No, I've been playing specifically on my daughter's account. I haven't touched it on mine, because, like, she always wants to play Mario Kitty Cat. So, yeah. I tell you what, this shit's fucking annoying, too, man. Thank God for that fucking bubble, dude.
See,
I can run ahead, and she'll get in a bubble and just fly around safely. If not, I gotta carry her ass and throw her at shit.
Yeah, I've had to do quite a bit of that, just even playing with, like, people that I know. Like, because I'm always just, like, speed running through, and everybody's just floating around in bubbles, like, why are you running? Like, I'm trying to get all these coins, fuck.
I've had to do none of that, because I don't own the game.
I will say, there was this level we had to beat a bunch of those fucking football player dudes that rush at you, and Lily just jumped up in the air and hit every one of them in the fucking head 3 times to kill them, like all in the same group.
Nice.
It was like a just amazing experience. Like, what the fuck? And she's like, I win. I was like, yes,
yeah, you win. She played Dark Souls before she played Mario 3D World, so this is they've been setting her up for this.
No, and I have to let her get the flag too. I think I explained that before, but yeah, she has to win, even if I have to throw her at the flag.
You are setting her up for failure in life. You know that, right? You're handing her that win. She's got to earn that win. When she grows up, she's just going to be expecting. Look, Lily, if you're listening to this, and I know you are because you can understand English at the age of 4, you are not always going to have your father to throw you at flags when you grow up. So get some bootstraps while you can, because you're going to start looking them up on your own. That's the second PSA for the night. You can thank me for your
the
parenting.
The more you know.
Advice. Later, it used to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, does anybody need a break?
What?
Hell no.
Yeah, you know, I can't use a break. Yeah. Oh.
My lazy ass thing.
Time out, man.
What's up?
Now, you know I don't like this slow stuff. We know it's hard, we know it's fresh, man, but you gotta come up with something faster than this.
Check it.
Talk about break. Alcohol gaming. Boot from call. But no, alcohol or substitute your drug of choice in gaming. Like me personally, every Friday night, you will find me drunk as shit on Call of Duty, or if we play Gears, that some multiplayer game with a bunch of dudes just drinking and fucking shooting shit, and I love to do it. It's that's my release for the fucking week.
I want to grab be like you. I admire you.
Do any of you other guys partake in any type of social gaming while participating in drugs of choice?
All the time. I'm doing it right fucking now.
NSA, you can stop listening now. What are you doing, Jamie? Or Jaime?
What do you mean? I'm doing everything. Okay.
You name it.
He's got a party bowl. It's like a Chex mix of drugs.
It's really like a trail mix. You feel me? Sometimes you reach in there, you might pull something out. It might be hard. You know, you might have to break it down a little bit, or it might be soft. You never know. It's just you might have to swallow it with water or burn it. Just chew the shit up.
At this point, I don't even think he cares.
Man, I'm on so much. Well, no, it's like this, bro. I take 400 milligrams of morphine a day, plus I have pain patches, plus I take Norcos, plus I take Xanax, and on top of it all, I smoke marijuana just to maintain, because it's like that. I went from being on 15 type of different drugs to cutting it down to what I have now, and it's still, every day is a fucking struggle, so it's like, I don't even enjoy shit no more. Like, alcohol, I used to love to drink brown liquor, you know, Crown Royal, that's my drink right there. Crown Royal on ice, splash of Coke, I'm good with it. I can't drink alcohol no more. I can't do a lot of things no more. So there really ain't no...
Damn, you about to drive me to drinking right now with this sob story. Holy shit, I'm depressed as fuck now.
I ain't sorry about it.
I'm just saying, I'm bummed that you make me pour a glass. Fuck.
Hey, this is what I'm telling you. Pull up, drink, enjoy life. You know what I mean? Because I'm still doing it with what I'm going through. So I wish I could get fucked up, but I'm on so much different shit. I don't even know what it'd be like to be fucked up, because I feel fucked up right now. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't sound so bad.
Normal is as high.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, man. It sucks, though, because you know what? Here's my thing. I miss smoking, you know, lighting up a bowl, blunt, whatever, dabs, earwax, and just You know, my whole thing, I was always on marijuana type shit. I was cool off the other shit, and it's like now, man, it's I'm required to smoke it because if I don't, I'm grouchy like an old ass man. So that's the only thing that sucks because I smoke so much, it's hard for me to get blown on it. I miss that recreational. Now it's required.
Word. What about you, Star? What do you do?
Faygo with a splash of Malort. You know, it's my
holy shit.
Yeah, but that's my regular. But you know, I indulge.
Please tell me you really mix it with Faygo.
You might as well just said I suck a dick while I play a game. I like to kick back, put in Fez, and just down a big old dick. Come on, Bad Star.
I'm not. But I'm also not gonna comment on that. no, but I drink and I
Fez and Dick Fridays confirmed.
Look, I don't judge you for what you guys do.
Well, like Rail's resident straight edge, so we're not gonna get much out of him.
I drink, I just don't sit and brag about it on the internet like a fucking tryhard. Oh man, I get so wasted on the Call of Duty and oh man. Like no, I don't feel a need to alert the world that I'm consuming alcohol. Especially with you dorks. Plus used to be gets real fucking passive aggressive when he drinks and plays games. Like dude just like becomes a whole different asshole. Like
no, man,
you know, like when he's not drinking and we're all playing, like, okay, yeah, man, we're gonna play as a team, okay? We're all okay, we're playing objective mode, right? There's no I in team, we're gonna do okay. I'm gonna call over there, I'm gonna cover you, dog. Yeah, I got your back. Starts drinking, man, I'm the shit. I am king shit, and you people live on my shit. Like, it just turns into a whole different person. I'm like, used to be, I can't play games while you drink, man. You just too belligerent.
When I'm drinking to play games, I feel sorry for the team. That's all I'm gonna say. If they have their mics on. Well, what about you, Everyday? What do you do?
I don't drink and play. I just keep my drinking and playing separate. If I'm drinking, I'm usually out somewhere.
Is it like a don't shit where you eat for some reason type situation?
No, it's just I never find myself in a situation where I'm either online and drinking at the same time. Usually if I'm drinking, I'm at a bar or I'm at a function or a party. Or
yeah, most
you
know, like
you say right before we start recording that you were grabbing some beer?
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you, so I'm having a beer and relaxing, yes.
It's
yeah, more
online.
Most socially adjusted adults don't drink at home alone while talking to fucking 14-year-olds on Xbox Live. Like a bar over someone's house to drink. They don't sit home and get wasted in the fucking recliner while they're calling 15-year-old girls bitches and hoes. That's my...
Rip, when's the last time you went to a bar, sir?
Like I said, like
not in Final Fantasy.
I told you, as long as it counts, if it counts, my mom went to a bar while she was pregnant with me.
That's the last time you went to a bar.
The saga begins.
It counts. I was technically there. I was at least 6 months, so I was somewhat sentient, sort of.
Nah, you was not aware of your surroundings.
I definitely was. I remember everything that night.
Well, now that we're on the subject, Rip, what do you partake in anything while you game? Well,
I'm enjoying a nice glass of Coca-Cola.
He's got some X's drawn on his hands right now, Mr. Straight Edge.
Sir, I'm take a sip right now for the viewers at home.
He cuts himself, leave him alone.
Tasty, savoring the flavor of Coca-Cola.
Steve, do you take the no?
I'm taking that stuff, fuck you! Go on now, I'm finished.
I was just gonna say, there's like the, you know, there's a straight edge, like no drugs, no alcohol, like no. But some people take it to the extreme of like no women or no, you know, intimate contact either. Mm-hmm. Do you go?
Well, that's Rip.
Well, that's
Rip. That's Rip. That's Rip.
I was just curious.
Oh, she said hello to someone else. What a whore! Well, I'm never saying hello to that hussy again.
Wow.
Alright, ZP. What do you do? Do you anything while you play games?
Not all the time, but sometimes I do. Last night I was drinking.
Yeah. That's like me, like, you know.
I think it depends on the game.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm usually doing multiplayer games if I'm playing with somebody. Or
yeah, if it's going to be fucking run around and shoot people online.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be more prone to do it. I don't think I ever have been drunk playing
Mario,
like, fucking offline games.
Exactly.
I distinctly remember, I think it was like the first time I ever played a game with UZP online. It was like me, you, and Bloodspray, and we were playing Castle Crashers, and we were all hammered, and we were like fighting each other with shovels during one of those duel parts where you like refused to do anything except use the shovel.
That sounds about damn near, that sounds acceptable though. I mean, that sounds like the right environment to be drinking and bullshitting around is playing something like Castle Crashers.
Oh, dude. Like, seriously, the best. I've enjoyed this a lot, you know, just pouring a drink and playing a fucking multiplayer game with a bunch of friends. I mean, it's not
while
a bar.
You hurl epithets at people.
I don't see how you can get towed back, though, and play a game, because I couldn't see that with alcohol. Like,
shit. I don't know. The thing is, I go out drinking.
Still have the coordination to play a game, because I could show it.
I go out drinking, and I'll be better off at, like, pool and darts. Like, if
I
start drinking, I get better off at that.
Used to be says he plays games, but he never said anything about playing them well. And I can attest to that. I can attest that it's not that's not the case.
I played Gears 3 every Friday, or like when Badstar was talking about Castle Crashers, I would usually, you know, end the night asleep with my headset on.
Oh yeah, this motherfucker will.
So it's not like
ZP, why are you awake? He's just in, like the characters just sitting in spawn, like doing jack shit. And it's usually right around the time you need him, and then you just yell and he'll wake up and run a little bit and die.
Corn boss done kicked his ass again.
Yeah. Well, like I forgot what I was saying now. Thanks, ZP.
You're welcome.
But, of course, yo, Rev, if I get drunk while I'm playing Call of Duty, I just switch to, like, a little shitty SMG and run around acting retarded. It seems to work somehow.
Yeah, I feel like, for me, like, with games that I'm good at, though, like, I get to some kind of, like, magic level of confidence if I'm, like, just the right amount of drunk. And, like, if you go past it, it all falls apart.
This is true.
But, like... But there's just, like, there's this magical moment, like, where, I'm just drunk enough.
Hey, dude, I hear you on that, because when I'm playing Texas Hold'em, poker, or something like that, there's a point where I feel like when I get to a certain level of abbreviation, and I'm just smashing on it, and then it all crumbles in the end. But there's that one point, though, that one moment when I'm smashing on all of it, everything is fine-tuned.
I mean, a lot of nights I get that point, but sometimes I just skip it. And go straight to the trash.
Yeah, it's most nice.
Because you can get past there real quick.
It's most
nice. Yeah, it's a fine line.
It's a very fine line.
Blaming everybody under the sun, Canadians, Mexicans.
Oh, so now you're blaming out alcohol?
Why is it getting fucking racial in here?
hold on now. You're blaming out alcohol? You're using the Sir Legend head excuse right now? Oh, I'm only racist because I'm out. It's the alcohol. I thought that was your personality.
I'm inclined to say it.
The legend had defense of it. I was drinking. That's why I blamed a Mexican. Next he's like, oh, you know what? Actually, it's because I'm just tired. I'm sleepy.
Mel Gibson tactics.
So now what? It's silence. What the fuck used to be?
Yeah, I'm going to get another beer.
Is it break time again?
Is it break time?
Oh, yeah.
I need to go urinate.
Oh, God.
Watch out, world.
Collecting video games, like, do you actually partake in collecting video games, or do you just use them, like, as an entertainment? Personally, I use them. I don't care about the cases. I don't care about the pamphlets. As long as the fucking game works and I put it in to play it, I'm good.
Okay, here's my thing, if I may go. I get a video game and I dump that money and I'm coming out of pocket $70, I'm particular about the case, about the pamphlet, about the disc, about everything. I don't care if it's a piece of shit game or not. If I pay full retail for it, I do care about it.
Fucking
that. And I will collect it and I will keep it.
Okay. Well, you don't have to worry about the pamphlets anymore.
I'm just saying, whatever was a part of that package besides the original wrapping, I still have.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but do you actively seek older games and expect mint condition and that type of shit, though?
No, not on a disc game, no. Not on any old game like that. I mean, depending on how old you're talking about. You talking about last year? Yeah, I expect that shit to be in good condition.
Or not.
If you're talking about 6 years ago, then I'm not expecting it to have everything, but I expect it, if I'm buying it and paying money for it, to better work.
Yeah.
When I got a working Nintendo Entertainment System again, and I was buying old games again, I didn't go for like full complete box sets. I didn't go out of my way for that because that shit's expensive.
Yeah. I've seen that, like, if people pay out to ask for like to be like perfect condition in the box. I'm like, I was a fucking kid when the Super Nintendo came out. There's no way in hell I keep that shit in the box. Yeah. Who does that? Who puts the game on the shelf and like doesn't open the fucking box?
Like, copy of Donkey Kong Country that I got on my Super Nintendo isn't my original one, so it's got like some kid's name written on the back. I don't care.
You stole it from them.
Well, if you're just buying it to play it, not collect it, then yeah. Hell no, I wouldn't care. And hell yeah, I want a discount. As long as it's in working order. Right. But I'm just saying, if I'm paying full price retail for something, then yes, I have it all, and I don't plan on getting rid of it.
I'm the same way with new games, yeah.
Well, yeah, new games, definitely. But, you know, in general, like, do you buy games to play them, or are you more like collecting them?
Both?
Oh, hell no, I got Steam, bro. So when that sale hit, I buy it to play.
What about you, Rev? You said chimed up. What's up?
No, not really. I just kind of play them.
Just kind of play them?
Yeah. I don't really collect games at all. I just play them.
I don't believe you for a fucking second.
No, seriously, I just play them. No, I'm not going to collect.
A game is not an articulated model. So, no, yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, exactly. You can't
put it together and paint it, so fuck it.
Everything. So, yeah, I was about to say, is it my turn to go now? I get new games to play, but I intend on keeping them. I really agree with what Jaime said, because like, I picked something up, I want it to be the complete set. If I'm even going to go out of my way to find something used, I'm going to go out of my way to find I'm going to go out of the way to find something that's got like the actual book in it or the actual cover art. I'm known to pick up older games for shit like the Dreamcast. I'll look for the actual box. I'll look for the actual package because I want it. I don't want to just have the disc or just have the cart. But, you know, ZP is right. That shit will definitely get expensive real fucking quick. I remember paying about $75 once for a copy of Tengen Tetris on NES. And that was probably the most expensive thing I've bought.
Damn,
for as far, yeah, but then again, it's like you're never gonna find that game. And if you've ever played the unlicensed Tengen version of Tetris on NES, the shit's pretty fucking hype. They had like a two-player co-op mode that was freaking off the chain. Real cool shit.
For an experience like that, I totally agree with you on dumping your money like that.
But
just you're talking about it, bro, then that was definitely worth the purchase price that you put into it. So then, yeah, I would agree with you on spending that money like that.
I don't think $75 is a lot of money for something like that.
It's not really. It's really not, because the thing is, I mean, it's pretty fucking historical, too. I mean, it's Tengen Tetris. They got ordered to fucking stop making games. So, it's kind of cool to find some shit like that, or like the Bible Adventures carts. You find a couple shits like that, you know, you can really find some cool gems out there, but... You know,
you're gonna have to pay for them.
That's how it works. I mean, if you want to get shit box, book, and map, I mean, I got Final Fantasy box, book, and map, Final Fantasy 1, but it, you know, and it's worth a lot of money because it's in really, really good condition. But I didn't buy that. I kind of inherited that from my dearly departed aunt who started me on my mission collecting shit like this anyway. So
mission?
Yeah. Dude, I took it over from her. Straight up. My aunt died back in 2006, and it's like she was like my second mom. And she really introduced me to games when I was like 3-4 years old. So it's like been a big thing in my life ever since then. And she used to always like make sure she had the box, book, and map. She was real particular about having all the stuff she had. So I kind of picked that up from her. And when she passed away, I got all of her collection, which I still have.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah,
I'd kill my aunt too for that.
Jesus Christ. I'm motherfucking hood, man. I don't even talk like that. Yeah, I wiped that bitch out for that game, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting this all, man.
Unfortunately, yeah, cancer beat me to the punch there, but, you know.
Damn.
Yeah. it's I loved her to death, but I mean, she passed it down to me, and that's where I got like ActRaiser and Soul Blazer, Chrono Trigger, Super Mario RPG. I got all the like the original Ultima games on NES, Shadowgate, Faxanadu, shit like that, Guardian Legend, Crystallis, all that shit with like boxes, books, and maps. And I'm just there it is. Like, so I have like a collection of really, really cool shit. But
I am with my Army of Darkness, man. I have the bootleg edition DVD. I got the original movie poster. I got the action figures from it. Like, you know, my kids ask me, oh, daddy, because I have like I like Joker figures from, you know, Batman.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of different Joker figures still in the all perfect condition in the case, you know, all that. And then I have the Army of Darkness figures, and I got my little man cave in the garage, and my kids come out there, and they're like, oh, why? I'm like, oh, hell no, you ain't playing with that. You ain't touching that. That ain't Skippy. Coming out of the package.
Damn Skippy. It's one of those things where, what is it? I have a bunch of shit, like some of the stuff I picked up was like X-Men versus Street Fighter and Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter for the Sega Saturn, and you can only get those on Japanese import, and I've got them all with like the boxes and books and everything like that. And they're like, my boys would come over and be like, oh dude, I want to play that. I'd be like, bitch, you can play with your dick. Like, you ain't touching this shit for nothing.
In front of me while I watch.
Exactly.
Yup.
I will freaking look at this game and be like, you see this? Nah. Like, no. No way in fucking hell. All
right. Nobody's let Bastard talk. Bastard, what do you collect, baby?
Okay. So I do have a lot of games.
Purposely or just,
well, I don't go out of my way to collect stuff, but I tend to hold on to stuff that I get. And I also I generally only buy stuff used because I'm lucky and I actually have access to like a few different stores that carry lots of used game stuff.
Mom and pop shops.
There's this like little chain called The Exchange that's close by me, and there's also a local place called People Play Games that is an extremely good resource for like vintage stuff, like, you know, like 64 PS1 era and before. But they also charge ridiculous prices for like box NES games. Like, I think the last time I was in there, they were selling Super Mario 3 in the box for like $90, and it's like, I'm not gonna do that.
Jesus Christ.
But I do like I do look for stuff. Like, I like going to thrift stores and seeing if they've got any, because, you know, they don't know what that shit's worth. So if you find something interesting or good, like, and you can pick it up for $5, like, hell yeah. Like, a few years ago, yeah. I got a Zelda for NES in the box, and it has everything. It's got the map, all that, and I got that for $7 at a thrift store. I was like, okay, that's all right.
Nice. I got a similar story to that. I found back when Game Crazy was still a thing, I found Marvel vs. Capcom 2 brand new for $10, and you could get that shit on eBay for like $100.
Hell yeah.
For the Xbox.
For Xbox?
I was like, this is $10. And they're like looking at me like, I was like, you know, I was kind of like trying to hide that I was so excited.
you don't want them to know that is worth more than what they're selling it for.
Dude.
But you just so damn giddy with excitement because you found it.
And it's hot. Exactly. My boy had the same thing happen to him, that there's a flea market, big flea market outside of Daytona Beach, where my boy came across Ikaruga on Dreamcast for freaking $10. And
game's pretty rare too. That goes for a lot.
And that bitch was fucking sealed. And he's like, how much is this going to be? They're like, oh, it's $10. He's like, sure, have that money. Peace.
I'd have tried to argue him down.
Just to see.
I gotta get more. Are you Jewish?
He's Abraham, man.
He has a nice beard.
I would just like to say that the views expressed here on this podcast are not necessarily the views of all the members.
I love this. I love the way
I love Jews. I love Rye Bread. I love Larry David. Y'all are great people.
I love how he's Levi sounded when he said, he's like, he has a nice beard.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. Anybody need a break?
Are you legit?
Do what?
Are you legit right now?
I'm just asking. Fuck, don't need to piss. Does anybody need to piss or get a beer or anything?
No, I'm fine.
I'm good.
Right. Airday, Levi?
What?
Everybody good?
No, I don't need a beer or two piss.
Also, I think that we're missing like the biggest video game news of like really the year so far, is that there might be a Shaq Fu 2.
Who
said that?
Shaq.
What? The top of the mountain, Jaime. Yeah. Imagine it.
Fucking said it himself. The nigga came down and bestowed upon us.
Came, the clouds parted, lightning crashed, and the motherfucker opened his mouth and said, What's up, dog? Can we rock?
What's up, dog? Can we rock? What's up, dog? Can we rock? What's up, dog? Can we rock? What's up, dog? I'm the hooper, hyper, protected by Viper. When I'm out the hooping, yo, you better decipher. In other words, you better make a funky decision. Cause I'm gonna be a shack knife and cut you in position. Forget Tony Danza, I'm the boss. When it comes to money, I'm like Dick the Boss. Now who's the first pick me, bro, this morning? Not a Christian Leitner, not a Lonzo Hornet. That's okay, not being braggadocious. Supercalifragilist and Shaq is allidocious. Cause I gotta go, I ain't no joke. Now I slam it, jam it, and make sure it's broke. What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc?
Yeah, I never played that.
So are we starting or what?
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm sure you all have heard about the Steam machines, and if you haven't, it's basically Steam's initiative to get into the living room. They've assembled a bunch of computer manufacturers to come together and use their OS on different types of... different... Quit farting on the mic.
You fart like a chick.
I know, dude. You were saying something.
Yeah, he said you fart like a bitch.
Proceed.
Fucking queefing and shit.
Close that pussy, bitch. They've come up with various models, you know, from as low as the Xbox One cost of $499 up to $1,000, $1,200, even I think one's $2,000 now.
Now what's the Steam machine do? It plays games off of Steam?
Yeah, it uses a Linux-based Steam operating system, and obviously not all games are going to be compatible immediately, but they're trying to get as many as possible. And the idea is that for people who are normally used to buying a simple console that works for everything, that's what they want this to be. But they're kind of, I don't know why they came up with so many different iterations at different price points.
This is going to be real problematic. But here's the thing,
man. When I want to play Steam games on my big ass TV, I just take my computer and hook it up to my big ass TV.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. The market here is very niche.
Why the fuck would anybody want to come out of pocket and spend $500, $600 on that machine? We can take that $600 and go build a fucking machine.
That's the exact thing. That's what we're talking about.
Here's the exact reason too. And what's weird is this: you've almost got the normal people that are going to do anything with PC are going to be people that are comfortable with building the shit to begin with. So it's kind of already missing the point because the Steam machine is not really going to be for them. If they're trying to pull people in that are normally console gamers by giving them a PC that's already custom built, already preloaded with an OS that's already kind of console centric, but yet still runs PC games, they're kind of going about it the wrong way because they're looking at it like Android phones where there's, you know, 50 million different fucking permutations rather than focusing on like one or two core products.
You could just say it sucks. I mean, that gets the point. Two minutes, like 32 seconds on that right now.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's a talk show.
Exactly. It's a talk show. I talk. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, leave some room for other people to talk. Damn.
Just keep farting into my bro.
I said more value in that fart than earlier.
Keep shit farting in the mic. I want to hear the song of your people.
I mean, it's a beautiful song.
I'm sure.
Are you okay?
Thing is, though, is SteamOS. SteamOS is a cool thing to me because it's an open source Linux-based distro, and it means that anyone's able to add to... Fuck you, bitch. Anyone's able to add to it, you know, modify it. You're able to make it your own, make it better process. If you're able to do better than what Windows does in order to get most out of it... Hey, let me finish, motherfucker.
Rev's not even making these noises with his mouth. It's like that's like a soundboard he recorded
before. I know, right?
Jesus.
There's no reason to do this shit because you're already freaking screwing yourself with the fact that there's all these different machines and you're going to confuse the customer base. The only thing I saw out of CES that made a lick of sense was Razer's Project Christine. Yeah. A really cool idea, but if it's proprietary and, you know, has all these cool little modules you can slide in and buy and the shit works, that's awesome. If you can do like dual boot, multi-boot freaking partitions for like loading up different OSs, that's that's even better. But if they make it all freaking proprietary, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot because the shit's going to be too damn expensive to keep up with anything else anyway. I mean, there's a lot.
You know they are.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there with more money than sense, but in the PC market, not so much.
I got a question because I haven't really been following up with this stuff so closely. I don't know, like all the I haven't checked out all the news on it. Like, are these Steam machines like are they like kind of pitching them as being upgradable and like open in that way like that a normal PC is? Or no?
It varies the which model you pick, dude. It's seriously, that's why it's kind of like, why are they even trying? Because they're it's some of them are upgradable, some of them are locked in at what you get.
If you feel like spending money, you have the freedom to spend more money at a later date.
Yeah, it's why it makes no sense. It makes no sense to offer it that way, because some of them are upgradable, and why would you not just buy a normal PC or build one yourself?
Yeah, but I mean, like, why have laptops become so... I didn't mean to interject there, but, it's like laptops have not generally been, like... I mean, it's a way to have a PC, and I'm using one right now, but, like, for a long time, people would be like, why the fuck would you get a laptop? It's not powerful like a PC is, not as upgradable... But yet, like, the convenience of, like, hey, I can take this shit wherever I want to. Like, I can take it with me wherever I want
to
go. Like,
I don't
people
have
will pay
to have a desk.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a market there, like, for sure.
Like, that, there's
but
a certain...
Gaming, too. Gaming laptops are known to be, like, just... It's not a good idea. Like, we're talking about for gaming here. Like, for... Do you want to game on laptop?
All I'm saying is that, like, people will pay for the convenience of not having to think about something. Like if somebody's got enough money and they just... And they just want to be like, I want a PC that's going to play all the games that are out right now, and maybe I could upgrade it later if I felt like it. And they want to drop $1,000 on it. Like, I think that there is a market for that, but I don't think that, like, I'm just playing devil's advocate a little bit here because I do see some sense in it, especially because the Xbox One and the PS4 are not interesting to me at all, and I really don't see myself getting one, like, not only, like, not by this time, like, next year, but I probably just won't get either of them. Because, like, why would I?
That's bold talk.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I feel like the hardware jump isn't big enough to, like, warrant these new, like, price points. And, like, really, I mean, like, if PC gaming is just going to keep on marching forward and you're going to be able to get these, like, machines that are just as powerful, if not more, than the top-of-the-line home game consoles, like, within a year, like, it doesn't sound all that bad.
No, it doesn't.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get one or not, but I see why they exist.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the problem with that is that anybody can see, if you go Google right now, like, how to build a PC, it's literally not rocket science. I mean, like, your average basement dweller can put together a fucking PC in, like, 30 minutes.
But those who know nothing about it, though, look at that, and it's like fucking reading Chinese.
But it's really not. I mean, like,
it's
I came
not. You know that. I know that, but they don't know
but
that.
No, I came into the area that way. I came into, like, looking at building PCs, but on my own, and, like, with the whole, like, oh, shit, this should be Chinese, but it's not, really.
It's not.
It's really, really fucking simple.
So that's simple that even used to be can do it. I like that slogan.
Exactly. And you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Steam machines are, like, I mean, they're aesthetically pleasing. Don't get me wrong. A lot of them look fucking badass. But it's like, if they're going to go that far to go straight PC gaming, you know, all it takes is a quick Google search on how to build one to completely negate a Steam box.
And you're going
to
get way more for your money building it piecemeal anyway. But then again, people don't know that. I mean, there's a shitload of laptops and desktops that get sold out of Best Buy every fucking day because of this principle.
That's so fucking true, because I didn't learn about that, man, until last year, until my brother and his friend told me, hey, don't buy that. You know, you're just basically paying for a name. Take that money and build your own. And that's what I did. And instead of, you know, paying fucking $800 for this piece of shit, I put that $800 into buying my own tower, power supply, and all that. And they talked, you know, I slapped it together. And I got a badass desktop sitting right here. You know what I mean?
Right, but you see, we're talking gamers. You're talking people buying laptop stuff. Yeah, that's your average Joe who probably doesn't even think about it for gaming. How many people go in with the mindset, I'm buying a laptop for gaming at Best Buy, and doesn't research anything?
Nope, nobody.
Well, if it's for gaming, no. If it's just for fucking someone trying to, if it's someone trying to fucking get for gaming, like, oh man, I can't wait to check my Farmville on Facebook and shit, then yeah, people do it all fucking day. My grandma picked up fucking five of them shits doing the exact same thing, but no one.
It's a rich grandma.
Well, hey, I ain't even fucking getting into that.
But she dies, so you get her computer.
Give me her number.
Hey, can you call me up? Can you call me up so I can just go to the house?
Hey, nobody gotta be there. I want to go to grandma's house.
I'm a flyer drive.
Does she like nude art?
Wait, what?
Wow. Can I send you some pictures?
Hold on, you're not answering the questions.
I refuse to answer any of your motherfucking questions. Let's just put it like that. The
does
thing
she
is,
need a, does she need a little boy toy? I will whore myself out.
I will fart on her as
give
long
me one
as
new Chromebooks, Grandma. Give me a Chromebook.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Like, yeah, I want a gaming machine. Give me a Chromebook.
Exactly. So I'm saying, like, there's not going to be any gamers going into Best Buy buying one of their shitty laptops or the Surface RT to game on. No gamer is going to do that.
No gamer will do that because the thing is most people that play video games on PC know exactly what the fuck they're getting into. They're people like,
or even console. I mean, a lot of people like heard their master race, but I know like console people that would at least research a little bit before doing something dumb like that.
Oh, absolutely.
So many stereotypes right now. So many generalizations. You all should feel terrible.
Yeah, straight edge.
Exactly. Labels hurt people.
Swear bear.
The thing is you've got this thing coming out where it's all in one. You can buy this shit and have it be there, but I don't see that really taking off with the community. I see the OS possibly doing something well. If the OS gets a lot of attention and it gets a lot of horsepower out of the equipment, especially if people start writing drivers for some of this stuff, especially considering that the Steam machines are already going to have good drivers for the actual hardware that's in there. If they start doing better stuff with this shit and releasing more games for Linux, kind of making that subtle push like, hey, Valve is investing in this OS. We're going to give you a break on some sort of, you know, maybe we'll give you more of a cut of your sales on Linux if you push the Linux side of it, then you might start to see it gain a little ground. But I don't think the machines themselves are actually going to do that well.
What do you think? Valve is using the machines to market their OS more than anything else?
Absolutely. Why do you think the Xbox is being marketed as a media center and a cable box?
Yeah, but also Valve plays the long game, though. Like, they don't do anything for short-term gains. Like, everything that they do is, like, to make something else happen, like, five steps ahead.
Absolutely.
As ridiculous as, like, some of this stuff may sound to us now, it's like it's probably just laying the groundwork for something that's going to be pretty impressive down the road.
Exactly.
And I am intrigued by that controller too. I mean, it looks insane.
Yeah.
but I haven't touched one yet, so I can't really make a judgment about it. But that's very intriguing to me that they're going.
Well, here's the thing I know about Linux, man. I got a partner that works at Intel, right? And they got a whole damn section devoted to Linux developing. And he told me, he was like, hey, man, I can get you in. You just need to learn Linux. He was like, if you know Linux, he was like, I can get you a job right now. I was like, man, I barely knew how to put the fucking computer together. How am I supposed to even know what you're talking about? What's Linux? Who is this dude? How do I Google him?
Well, a lot of people are worried about, like, the Steam boxes that come with the, what is it, ATI? I can't think right now. Basically the opposite of fucking Intel. Like, their drivers always suck for Linux. So there's a lot of people worried about that shit.
But the thing is if it's an open source OS, you're going to have people that not only are making this, i.e. Valve, but people that are also able to make changes to it and make improvements to it where the community themselves are going to make a stronger product for Valve, which is a really interesting idea because Microsoft doesn't do this. Apple doesn't do this. This is going to be something really, really interesting if it takes off and becomes its own beast.
That is true. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. All right, anybody else want to add anything?
Final Fantasy sucks.
Jack, stop sending me creepy-ass messages, Jack.
Jack.
Seriously, I don't want to come on. I don't want to come on for 2 weeks and see more love notes stuffed in my inbox. I'm not fucking around anymore.
Hey, Latrell, how do you sext?
I don't want to say hello to her. I don't want to white knight her.
I don't want
to come on too strong with that hello.
These are legit things that have been said, guys.
He's not even going to listen to this, is he?
They probably not.
Oh, I like going for black girls because I like that low-hanging fruit.
No, that's actually what I said to him. He got a little perturbed.
The views on this podcast do not reflect the views.
Now, bad start. Now we got bad start.
They are all independent.
Suck.
Fly by night from the. Yeah, right. I love you, Jack.
Nah, fuck you, Jack. Stop fucking stalking me on Skype.
Fly by night asks, do you even lift, bro? What is your favorite type of roid? What? Yes, I lift. Never used roids. If I did, it would be Anavar. Do you get turned on by killing female gears like your friends? No.
If our existence questions are all for you, Table. Kinda.
I'm gonna let you guys answer them too. I'm just answering them as I read them, sir.
I have no idea.
I'm a little tipsy.
I'm gonna get my answers in first. Then y'all can have the leftovers.
So, straight edge.
Yo,
go sip on a high C, baby. If our existence is but a reflection, then why do I still feel the pain of everyone?
Where is my juice box? This is a good question.
Where is my juice box, nigga? That's all I'm...
Did Rev leave because of all the virgin jokes? No. Okay, you guys.
Are my questions too now? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I hope that question was addressed to you, motherfucker.
Did you leave because of the virgin jokes, right?
I didn't even leave. I don't know. I stopped posting. I stopped posting. Oh, God.
Do you lift, bro?
Go. Where is he? What the fuck? Did he quit? I say, no, I'm just playing Final Fantasy. What the fuck?
Do you even lift, bro?
Lift what? I lift these nuts.
What is your favorite type of roid, bro?
What type of roid? I don't give a fuck. What's with these dumb questions?
That's why I answered them all. Okay, so yeah, we're going to skip fly-by-night's questions for everybody.
Terrible. Go back.
Real talk, though, because speaking of freaking people missing Rev from the forums, when Jack asked where you were, I was like, I wonder if Rev left the forums, and I freaking replied to him with that Jadon picture, dude. I was trying to do you proud on that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Should have fucking seen that.
I have no reference of what you're telling me right now.
I sent that shit to you on a fucking Facebook message.
I didn't read it.
Shit. Yeah, I said you've seen that shit. So what?
Seriously.
Hey, I'm just saying. I was like, hey, I thought you'd like that, but, you know, never mind. It's all good.
All right, Corduroy Turtle asked us, it's a two-part question. Corduroy Turtle.
Corduroy Turtle, motherfucker!
God damn it.
What if dudes could get pregnant, but we were produced milk in our balls and had to feed babies with our dicks? And is this the worst thing you've ever heard?
No.
Who wants to? Yeah, no. Automatically, no.
If this was like a new thing that just started happening, I guess it'd be weird. But if it's like what happened since the dawn of time, nobody would blink.
Yeah,
exactly.
And how does that affect like sexuality? Like that means that you're always producing milk in your balls,
this
like all
is
the time.
Gatsburgeriest ass question I ever heard my motherfucking life.
That makes your hands and your fingers become dicks.
No, that means you're
fucking them with your hands.
And now we're sitting here turning this shit into some sort of freaking Japanese animated porn movie that Rev is gonna fucking jerk off to tonight. We done fucked it up for everybody.
We're constantly getting our dick sucked here, guys.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Yeah, all of a sudden, this shit just sucking really weird.
Also, just to clarify, the views expressed here by some members on this podcast are not the views necessarily.
Actually, first, this question, my first thought was, you know, I'd use the little breast pump on my penis.
No. I already put my dick in baby's mouth. What's the deal? I don't care.
Little breast pump.
My wife Just Mulex in the background trying to go, what?
The little one. That's what he just said. We're leaving that right after the Royd question. 1-2 punch. It's over. Listener questions are done.
I think we could expand on it. Like, would you drink your own dick milk? Like, what's the deal? Where's gravy at? We need gravy.
If I was thirsty, yeah. Drink your
own breast milk? What kind of question is it?
Just turn into some fucking Bear Grylls shit.
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't drink your own dick milk.
Suck your own cock for the protein.
It's kind of sour, though. Dick milk's a little sour.
Guys, we have another listener question, though. It's from a listener called Pumpkin Tits. He wants to know.
Oh, that's Blasto.
No, that's not Blasto.
Pumpkin Tits. That's Blasto.
That's not Blasto.
I know it's Blasto.
He's like, what got you into gaming and platforming game? I'll let Rev take it off.
Who gives a fuck?
I don't. Moving on.
Bastard, what got you into gaming?
First game I ever played was Duck Hunt. And I liked it. And then I played first Super Mario Brothers. I liked it a lot. And there you go. Pretty like average story.
Apparently I played Pong in my dad's lap. I don't remember that.
Is that what y'all call it?
Maybe some other stuff happened, maybe it didn't. The only thing I remember is Nintendo. Duck Hunt and Mario. That's what started me.
It's a good like 1-2 punch to get you into games.
Yeah.
That was probably the best launch title ever. Like everything you ever needed to know about video games, you learned right then and there.
Yep.
Did you learn how to strafe and drop shot from Mario?
I learned how to shoot shit in the face, so I guess so.
ZP, what got you in the game, bro?
It's pretty much the same shit. Sometime when I was a little kid, we had a NES and yada, yada, yada.
Word. Anybody different than that?
Anybody? Yeah, me. I got into gaming in the arcade scene.
Okay.
That's I picked up.
That's where it ends.
Mario.
The thing is...
Hey, go ahead, man.
No, I wasn't even trying to like stomp over somebody. It's like two people started talking at once, and I wasn't trying to be.
That's never stopped you before. We talk.
No, we talk about it.
Well, the thing is, I wasn't interrupting you, so I'm gonna stomp over you. I was like, oh wait, someone that's not Rev is talking. Oh no, please continue.
It's lower tier, motherfucker. You're just gonna stomp people out.
Yeah, again, that's never stopped you before.
The what is it? Star Wars in the arcade. The old shit was the first video game I ever played. The old vector art shit. And I was probably 2 or 3 years old when I first saw it, and I wanted to play it, and that's really what did it for me.
Mine was Afterburner.
Oh, dude, that motherfucker is a classic.
I loved how you got in there and you actually moved around.
Yeah, the shit was like slinging the side to side and shit. Like,
yeah.
What was it about freaking good arcade cabinet? Shit like freaking like the Virtual On or like Afterburner or Road Blasters or shit like that, man. Like no console could ever touch that shit.
You guys swear a lot. You guys got some potty mouth.
Y'all excited.
Y'all
excited.
Got some serious potty. If I were your mothers, I'd wash your mouths with soap.
Wash your mouth with
fuck a potty mouth over here, motherfuckers.
Man, you drink your own dick milk. Shut the fuck up.
I was actually the one that brought that up, and I would, for the record. Just saying.
Word. I'm hanging out with a Bastard later.
We baking a cake. Star.
You and Bastard ought to go through the dark star. Yeah,
you got a partner up for a group project? Bastard's my partner.
Bye, buddy.
My buddy and me. Wow, okay. We're done.
We're starting singing Toys R Us now.
Is that all right, our questions? Guys. We done with the questions?
Yeah, that's all we got.
Wow, we had way more interesting questions last time, man. Fuck everybody.
Are you sure? I don't know about that.
It was all about prison
stuff. Yeah, I don't know about that. The last week's questions, kind of shitty.
I think we're figuring out Bastard Psyche here. They were way more interesting, huh?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to let you know one way or another. It's like he's like,
wait a minute.
Look, at the very least, I think we can all agree that Jack needs to stop fucking leaving me.
Oh, Jack needs to leave me. I love Jack.
Yeah, straight up. He needs to fucking leave you a goddamn proposal.
Jack sends me amazing text messages, and I think he should keep sending you messages, by the way.
I mean, agree, and I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
He sent me a text message of a picture of a shoe he got at Ross. He's like, a size too big. Fuck.
Already.
Say goodbye, though.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
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 Avita
I'm gonna drink Bastard's dick milk. We unique
That's
Negroes right. Drinking dick milk.
That's how we do.
You need to get a t-shirt made.
Oh, there's your title right there.
I'm gonna make that the title of my new album.
Also, I like the idea of a running trope on this show is like Uri Day every week being like, and that's the title of the show, and it's never the title of the show.
Exactly. We can do that.
All right, guys. Thanks for showing up, everybody. Good night.
The fuck you going, faggot?
Well, I'm going to Final Fantasy. Jesus.
That's right, motherfucker. Come here. Come here, bitch.
I lied, bastard. I got other engagements promised.
You actually getting freaking sucked into that shit?
No, it's a free weekend. I already have the character and shit. You didn't see my screenshot where I asked this one dude. He was a black character, right? And I walked up to him. I was like, you know, this is a game where you can choose to be anything. Why'd you choose to be black?
You had to be there.
Sometimes.
Oh man. You know, I like trolling people in Final Fantasy, so that's what I'm going to do.
Wow.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Night, everybody.
Good times.
Good games.
No, there was no game, but yeah.
Thanks for showing up, ZB.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to see ZB.
Gee. Thanks.
Later, guys.